This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Video posted to social media on Friday showed military vehicles in central Moscow in the early hours of Saturday. As Russia's state TASS news service reports, security was stepped up at government buildings, transport facilities, and other key locations in the Russian capital. Hours earlier, Russian authorities had accused the head of the Wagner private militia group, the Yevgeny Prigozhin, of organizing an armed coup after he vowed to avenge what he alleged without evidence was the killing of 2,000 of his fighters by the Russian army. Earlier Thursday, Prigozhin put out another video on his Telegram account in which he publicly rejected Moscow's official justification for the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
This is part of Prigozhin's video, which was posted on Telegram.
Why was the war needed? The war was needed not in order to return Russian citizens to our bosom and not in order to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. It was needed for one star with additional embroidery so that one mentally sick man could look good on a coffin pillow. Shoigu lives by the principle that a lie must be horrific for people to believe it. That's when the lies come.
Prigozhin's referring to Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, a constant target of his criticism. He's often accused Shoigu and other military leaders of incompetence, but rejecting the core reasons for the war is new for Prigozhin.
That's Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reporting. The U.S. Energy Department says it plans to lend up to $9.2 billion to a joint venture by Ford Motor Company and South Korea's SK On to help it build three battery plants in Tennessee and Kentucky, the biggest ever award from the government program. This is VOA News. Industry experts say the Titan submersible that imploded during its expedition to the wreckage of the Titanic was an outlier, given the vessel's carbon pressure hull, and the maker of the vessel opted against certifying the vessel by industry standards. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The focus after the loss of five lives aboard the Titan submersible turned to a search for answers on Friday. The co-founder of OceanGate Expeditions, which owned the sub that imploded during a dive to the Titanic wreck, has defended the vessel and the company's now-deceased CEO's commitment to safety. But industry experts are drawing attention to the vessel's design and the decision to forgo certification from industry third parties, raising questions about whether the tragic outcome could have been avoided. Iskander Shaheen, a mechanical and aerospace engineering professor at NYU, told Reuters the pressure at 12,000 feet below is about 400 times greater than atmospheric pressure.
Obviously, something went wrong. You can simply blame the design.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is denying claims from IRS whistleblowers that the Justice Department interfered with the investigation into Hunter Biden. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A GOP-led House panel released a transcript yesterday from an IRS official who, among other things, said Garland denied U.S. Attorney David Weiss's request to be named special counsel.
Mr. Weiss never made that request to me.
Garland says Weiss has always had full authority to make all decisions in the Hunter Biden case on his own.
In fact, more authority than a special counsel would have.
The IRS whistleblower transcript also included a message Hunter Biden sent to a business associate alluding to, quote, sitting with his father, seemingly suggesting Joe Biden was aware of his business dealings. The president has said he's never talked with his son about his foreign business, and asked if the president stands by that, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said very little.
Nothing has changed, and I will leave it there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Interstate Highway 95 has reopened less than 2 weeks after a deadly collapse in Philadelphia shut down a heavily traveled stretch of the U.S. East Coast's main north-south highway. Crews worked around the clock and finished ahead of schedule Friday. The interim six-lane roadway will serve motorists during construction of a permanent bridge. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.